Okay, listen. So we're beginning now the beginning of the text. Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shloimo. Rashi. Shon Rabbi Seinu. Kol Shloimo Ha'amurim B'Shir Hashirim Kodesh. When it says Shloimo in Shir Hashirim, it's Kodesh. It doesn't mean Shloimo HaMelech, even though it was. But Chazal understood, I guess, in the deeper meaning, that it refers to HaMelech Shah Shalom Shaloi. The Melech who is Shalom Shaloi, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting. Why do you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Shah Shalom Shaloi? Shalom is the ultimate unity. Everything is together. Whenever there's, if there's not Shalom, so there's something broken down. This doesn't get along with this. This is upset with this. This is Melech Shah Shalom Shalom. It's Shalom and Shleimus, so Sholem, complete, are really the same Sheirish. So he's the Melech Shah Shalom Shalom. Everything is together by him. The whole world, there's no problem. There's no conflict. There's no conflict of interest. There's no Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara pulling in different directions. HaShalom Shalom. Everything in his world. He is the ultimate completeness. Shir Shu Al Kol Hashirim Asher Ne'emar LeKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Eis Adosoi Uva'Amoi Knesset Yisrael. This is the ultimate of the Shirim, of the songs of praise that were said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's what it means. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlomo. To the Melech Shah Sholim Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the ultimate of Shirim that was said. Yeah? No, Omer Rabbi Akiva. This is all brought this Rashi from different Chazal, different Midrashim. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Lo hoy hoylem kedai kayom shenitin b'shir Hashirim l'Yisrael. The world was never as worthy as the day Shir Hashirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Do you know what that day was? Chazal say that... No, no. The world was never as worthy. In other words, it wasn't worthy. The world wasn't worthy for its existence, I assume it means. It wasn't kedai for the world. It was like nothing. What's this all about? And whatever it is, Laholam kedai kiyom shenit, but it was not as kedai.
More than Matan Torah?
Oh, very good. More than Matan Torah? That's a very good question. So let's see. Let's focus on that for a moment. But anyway, Kiyom Shnit Moshe Rosh. Now, before we analyze this, after what day was it? Was it Tuesday? Was it Wednesday? What day was it? Was it Rosh Chodesh? What? I don't know. Was it? No. What we do know, I didn't mean to mislead you to think that it's critical to know what day of the week. I rather meant what historic day was it? So Chazal say it was the day that Shlomo HaMelech finished the Beis HaMikdash, the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. This was the day Shir HaShirim was composed by Shlomo HaMelech. And so, what? The first one, Shlomo HaMelech, yeah, the first one. Wait, one second. That was the day, what? It wasn't Shabbos, I don't think so. What?
He wrote from beginning to end on that day?
It was inspired, it was this, yes. Shlomo HaMelech, that was the day that he sang this. I don't know. That's what it says. The day. Yeah. And so then Chazal say, that was the day. So they say, Lo hoyo oilam kedai. The world was never as worthy as the day Shir HaShirim was given, which on the one hand seems to be the day that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated. Why? Shekol haks, but it doesn't seem just to be talking coincidentally. It happens to be the day that Shir HaShirim was given was the day of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the reason the world was not as kedai. Why? Because Rashi continues. One second. Shekol. Why?
The day that Shir HaShirim was given. Oh.
Well, could be that's the marker. It could be that's the marker. The day Shir HaShirim was given, of course, Ika Chosim from the Rashi. You're right. It's the Ika Chosim in the Rashi. Rashi should have said it.
You're calling it by the Ipsi, you're describing the day in a certain way because that's what's important about the day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yes, but.
You didn't say it was also the day wasn't as the whole world.
Well,
the day was
that
sunny. It was sunny that day when Shir HaShirim was given. It was also very important.
Well, but there are many other sunny days.
Okay, so
that wouldn't do it. I don't know. Anyway, but it's mashma that it has to do with the Shir HaShirim. That's the other way Rashi should have said that. But then it's even more so because it says, why? Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh v'Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. Yeah? Now these are different Chazal. Omer Rabbi Yalozim and Azari is a different Chazal. They're not necessarily in Chazal. They're not behemshech. Rashi put them behemshech, but we'll see. Is why? Because all the Shirim are Kodesh. The Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim. So there's something. No, Ksuvim. I'm sorry. Well, there is a Nusach that says Shirim. It's very. There's different. There's different. What? Not clear. Good question. It's not clear whether it means Ksuvim, just Torah Nevi'im, Ksuvim, or whether it means things that were written. The Tanakh, I don't know. L'chir Pashtus, it doesn't mean the Torah itself, but I don't know about that either. But some say call Ashirim Kodesh, Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kodoshim. But either way, it seems that Shir HaShirim had some special, unique, overwhelmingly important status that on that day, when it was expressed on that day, it was elevated. The world became like the world was never as Kedai. Now, what does that mean? So this is Zohar. I don't know about the Zohar, but my son David wrote it. Sorry, that's my extent. That's my Rebbe in Zohar. Anyway, yeah, the kids like this. So there's a Zohar that says that on the day of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdosh, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Shir HaShirim. And Shir HaShirim expressed the ultimate tachlis of creation. Because the tachlis of creation, the world was created b'shvil Yisrael, she'yisasku b'toyro. Mesias HaShirim tells us that the tachlis of everything is dveikus b'Hashem. Is that connection, is that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the reason he created the world. The Torah is the means to bring us to the dveikus b'Hashem, which is the tachlis of the Bria. Because Hashem wants to give us hanor, wants to give us pleasure, wants to do chesed, olam chesed yiboneh. The greatest pleasure is the connection, the dveikus b'Hashem, you know. And that's the Tainug Ho'amiti, the Mesias HaShorim says. And Memela, when Shir HaShirim describes the ultimate relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which really represents the Tachlis of creation. Now, in a sense, there's something very beautiful over here, because it really wasn't the Tachlis of creation. Yet it was. Chazal Sibishvil Reishis, Bishvil Yisroel Shis Haskubat Torah. But yet, Odom Rishon was created with a Gan Eden. There was no Yisroel. By the way, Odom Rishon was not Jewish. Sorry to disappoint you. You know, neither was Noach. You know, even Shem. So don't be insulted, but no. What? There was a master plan. The master plan didn't work. Adam Arishon didn't follow the master plan. Chava, whatever, the Nochosh, the whole business.
The
master plan would be that through just this one, just this one mitzvah of not eating the Eitz Hadas, they would fulfill the Tachlis of the Bria, they would live forever and be living in Gan Eden and that. But
supposed to be more people, though,
Rabbi? And by the way, the Pasuk says, Dovor Tziva Le'elef Doir. Really, the Torah was supposed to be given much later on. Elef Doir. Elef Doir from creation who knows what the Doir was. Anyway, but it's much later. So, but they say the Pshat was that originally the world was created and we're supposed to learn and deepen and grow from all the midas, learning from the world itself before the Torah. And then when we elevated ourselves to a certain level, then we would receive the Torah, the world would receive the Torah, and that would take us to the next level. That would be a level even beyond the elevation that was implanted with all the Marishan, with Gan Eden, and with the world. I said you learn Tznius or Nikias from the cats and Tznius from the this and that, Chazal say. And after that, when the world elevated itself to a high level, then the Torah would be given to take us. Mamish, this was the plan. Wait. This was the plan. Now, unfortunately, the plan was foiled because in order for this plan to work, there has to be Bechira Chofshis. Without Bechira Chofshis, there's no schar, there's no dveikus, there's nothing. You don't earn anything. It's namadik yisufa. So Hashem created, that was the mishpot that he created the world with. Memela, it didn't work. And he had to come up with the second plan, which in reality was, although it wasn't the original plan, I'm sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew how it was going to work out. And really, ultimately, the world was really created. Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shisasko Batera. Now, ultimately, that Esik HaTera is to bring to the greatest Vekus Bashem. A person who's Mistabik, Chaim Elojna writes in Nefesh HaChaim, if you're Mistabik by Reisa, you're Mistabik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Vekus Bashem. It's the ultimate. Now, so when the Beis HaMikdash was completed, that was the day where the capability of the ultimate dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was achieved. Why? Because it says by the Mishkan, ve'osuli mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom. The problem with the mikdash was, with the Mishkan was, that it was a dwelling in your midst, v'shochanti b'soichom, but it wasn't permanent. It was like a trailer, you know, like a modular. And move it from one place to another. The architect wants me to move this building someplace else and build a big building here. That was his advice. Yeah, a modular, you can move. So the Mishkan, so it wasn't the ultimate permanence. Yeah, but then came the Beis HaMikdash, where the ultimate Hashoras Hashchina of Klal Yisrael, and it achieved the greatest connection between our... So it achieved the ultimate connection. And the Mela, that was the day that Lohoyo Olam Kedai, because that was Ke'ilu, the fulfillment of the purpose of creation. And Shirashirim expressed that fulfillment, the relationship. So my son, David, asked a good kasha. He said, Shirashirim, you know what most of Shir HaShirim deals with? The estrangement in the relationship. Right? Pischi achoisi rayosi, you know. Poshati eskutonti echochel b'sheno. Saul talks about it was the relationship, and then the estrangement, and reconnecting and reattempting to connect, and so forth. But so he said, very beautiful. He says, you know what the real test of the permanence of a relationship is? And this is a lesson for life. The ability to weather the storms. A relationship that doesn't have any challenges and goes smoothly, that's not the ultimate relationship. The test, not only the litmus test, but the actualization of the ultimate relationship is a relationship that was tested, and we passed the test, and we remained passionate and connected and craving and desirous and coming back together again despite all of the obstacles. That's the ultimate. So Shirashirim expressed on the day of the ultimate Hashoras Hashchina in the world the permanence of the Klal Yisrael's relationship. Yes, Klal Yisrael is going to sin. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch is going to chase us out of Eretz Yisrael. Yes, we're going to wander in Golus, and the first exile was shorter. The second exile is Adayim Azeh. But it's still there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Mashgiach min ha-chaloinos, meitzitz min ha-charakim. Klal Yisrael is still craving imot soso es doidi matagiduloi. I refuse to let him in. In fact, more, better than that, we said the pshat over there is, you know why I was so callous? Because I was choylas ahavo. I so craved the relationship that when I felt the relationship was on the rocks, I had an attempt to destroy it completely from my heart because I couldn't live with that relationship being on the rocks. So tell him, you know why I acted so callously? Dafka, because of how much I love. So he says, that's very beautiful. He says, so the real godless of this Shir HaShirim is that it expresses the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its in its permanence, in its ability to, in its, what's the word, in its resilience to be able to weather all of the storms. That's the lahoy olam kedai kiyom shiritim b'shiashirim, because it expresses the ultimate, the purpose of creation, which is that Yisroel shiyasasko b'teira, that dveikus b'kodesh baruch hu, is expressed in here because it means it permanent. That it's not going to be challenged and tested, and that the bechira chofshis is not going to sometimes lead us astray. That's for sure. That's the human condition. That's what it's all about. That's the nature of the beast, literally the beast. The nature of the beast. I mean, it's not shamey, the realization that it's there. Deeply buried in the heart of every Jew, no matter who, no matter how, no matter how callous, is that craving for that relationship with Hashem. And hidden, peeking through the crevices, if you look through the crevices, you can't help but to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Okay, we'll have to leave it at that.